life today.
California Attorney General is looking into Acorn. Boy, it's about time. While President Obama heads to Denmark to push for the 2016 Olympics, hoping that Chicago will in fact be the site that's chosen, the top dog general, if you will, in Iraq says the United States might never be able to declare a victory in Iraq. Won't know for 10 years, perhaps, down the line, if you can even say that. And the House votes against bringing Guantanamo detainees to the United States. Wow, that is a big one, because so many people were furious. Once again, they lit up the phone line, sent those emails and letters to their politicians saying, if you bring those people, those terror suspects here to the U.S., we're not voting you in. So trust me, it does work. Just remember, you always, always have a voice. Speaking of having a voice, it was the six powers plus Iran discussing uranium enrichment and this new secret facility. Iran agrees to let inspectors come in and see what they're doing, because they insist it's for peaceful purposes. So it could be considered a victory if they follow through on this. And in the meantime, send materials to Russia for all of that to happen. So in other words, a third country would be involved, just to show that, hey, we're not doing anything here, you know. Obama's saying Iran has 2 weeks to allow inspectors. We'll see if, in fact, this really does become a reality. The six world powers walked away feeling like the talks today were positive, but there has to be some sort of constructive action. Of course, this all happened in Switzerland. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up in our next segment and throughout the rest of the hour, of course, we have Nail the Score. If you're driving home in Kentucky and Illinois and Missouri and all the nooks and crannies all over this great country, call in 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Our computer randomly picks the game, and here's the deal. We take a little break from the politics and the buzz that is what affects our lives across the board and have a little fun. So you don't have to know football at all. Don't even have to like the NFL. It's like playing the lottery. Tell us who you think's going to win, what you think the final outcome is going to be score-wise, and if you nail the score, you win the prize pack. It's a whole lot of fun. A lot of people that call in have been doing it now for a couple of years. Back to Iran for a second, and, you know, the situation with the promise during the talks to transfer the current supply of enriched uranium to another country. Like I said, supposedly that's going to be Russia. So, yeah, positive, positive, positive. But only if it becomes a reality. And then if it doesn't, what are the sanctions, and really how much teeth do the sanctions have in them? Traditionally, they haven't had a lot. Now it's being discussed would have an economic impact on that country, especially when it comes to the refinement of the oil, because they're not really able to do that. And then cars and other things. Absolutely could cripple Iran if the really hard stuff was leveled their way. So it has to be more than threats. So you have the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, plus Germany hoping to persuade Tehran to freeze a program that does have the potential to create nuclear weapons. We know that's no good, right? Iran constantly says that it is enriching uranium solely to produce nuclear power, that there is no other reason. That's what they're doing. But let's face it, nobody believes them. Mark in New York, you're the leadoff man. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon, I don't want to play nail the score. I want to talk politics for a couple
minutes. No, of course you don't want to lighten the load. But we're not playing nail the score, so jump on your soapbox. Go for it.
All right. Did you happen to see Daniel Henninger's column in the Wall Street Journal about Obama dictators and Democrats? You know what I'll do? I'll just have a rambling phone call like I normally do. But just curious. First of all, Iran is not going to stop enriching uranium.
No, they're not. Of course not.
They said there's like a six-month window if that Israel is supposed to attack Iran. If that happens, all hell is going to break loose all over the world because we're going to get blamed. Israel's going to, well, they whatever we know, whatever the CIA knows, Israel knows, because according to the secret history of the CIA, written by Joseph Trento, I'm looking at my bookshelf right here, they've had spies in the CIA just like the Russians have had, so they know what they need to know. They're not going to wait for Obama, who they feel is just not support Israel. People have been sold a bill of goods with this guy. I know I sound like a broken record, but I just disgusted. He's running over to Copenhagen because the Daily Machine, if you read Michelle Malkin's column yesterday, told him to go over there. This guy is a freaking puppet to the Chicago Machine. She mentions Valerie Jarrett. And guess who else mentioned Valerie Jarrett? I know I'm going over the place, but you can follow me. You're a smart woman. You're a smart audience. Gasparino. Do you see Gasparino's column in the New York Post a couple of days ago? He mentioned Valerie Jarrett. What he's saying basically is the bankers, the people that put this guy in office, the people at the top rungs are getting nervous about his redistribution of wealth. They're getting nervous, America. I'm going to say the scare word again, the R word. Not redistribution, reparations. Reparations for slavery. Jeremiah Wright, Van Jones, Barack Obama. Look at what this guy's doing. Look, people are saying he's trying to bring this economy down. He is going to bring it. I'd like to be a little bit more positive. I can't be. There was a professional a guy I listened to said Dow's going to 2,500. This is just a blip on the radar. The spending cannot be supported. More people around the world are asking for a different reserve currency. Right now, the dollar is dominant. Doesn't mean it's going to be dominant tomorrow or next year. What does it all mean? Can I tie it all together? We are so screwed, it isn't even funny. And people are not talking about it. You know, the news, you flip CNN or whatever, even Fox News, they're telling you what they think you should learn. And let me just say this, too, because I know it's this last day before the last week. So give me 30 more seconds. I didn't know this. I found this out by listening to shortwave radio, so I guess DeGeno Napolitano knows I'm a right-wing terrorist. Mortimer Zuckerman, the publisher of the New York United States News and World Report and the Daily News of New York Times, and Rupert Murdoch, publisher of the New York Post and these Fox News and these giant conglomerates, they both have assets in vaccine corporations. Did you know that, America? They're telling you the swine flu vaccine is not going to bother you. It's not going to hurt you. Why
would they say
that?
Of course, because they want the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have their wives, their family members are in with Big Pharma. So while they may write columns in the New York Post, they have conservative so-called people writing against Big Pharma, they're in bed with Big Pharma. Big Pharma has... Obama administration gave them immunity, the five biggest drug companies.
That
if anything happens with the swine flu vaccine, you get sick. You can't go after them. So my point is, Mark, you just I'm depressed, but I love you, Kate. I'll call you next week.
All right, hang in there, Mark. You got to keep your chin up. You know what? A lot of the stuff you said is absolutely things that we've discussed on this show. You know that. I say that all the time about the dollar. I talked about the Dow a little bit earlier. And it is crazy that people aren't more concerned about it. It scares me to death to see that there's real possibility of this push for the global currency. Nail the score coming up next.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Diginet.net. or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
A couple of really big games this weekend, week four in the NFL. Some of the interesting games include even the Ravens and the Patriots. Or how about the big one on Monday night? Could it get any bigger? The Packers and the Vikings. Who knew when they scheduled this game that for sure Brett Favre would be on the field against his former teammates? Oh, you know they're going to play up that whole revenge thing and how's the crowds and all that stuff. The Cowboys take on the Broncos. That has the makings of something that could be pretty decent as well. So without further ado, since I do not get to pick the game of the week, let's roll out the secret computer. Ah, yes, indeed. I will be watching this game, Jets and the Saints. How about that? That's a good choice. So the Jets and the Saints are both undefeated. I've really enjoyed watching some of the highlights. Mark Sanchez, of course, the signal caller for the Jets, and Drew Brees. Do you need to know anything more about Drew Brees other than this could be his year? He's got incredible statistics. He's almost up to 1,000 yards and 9 TDs. And I think this sets up for maybe one of the better games, as I would say, on the board. It's a late game. If you're in the East, it's a 4:05 kick. I would say late game. It's an afternoon game. Love those afternoon games. After you just watched the first games roll out, you get to sit and hang and watch the, watch the call for the second one. So here's the thing. Very tough for me, especially when you're talking home turf, to go against, I think, the Saints, and with what, as I mentioned, Brees just seems to be clicking on all cylinders. I don't even care who he's throwing the ball to. It's completely working for him. I mean, you know, it's it's been amazing. Whether it's Colston, even on the ground, they're starting to get some yards that way, although most of it's aerial. But I really like the Saints in this one. I like the Saints to take it home big time, and I say they're going to do it probably 27 to 21 Saints, because I think the Jets still will be able to put up some points. That is my guess. How about you, Mr. Technical Guru? What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think it's going to be a little more uneven than that. And I feel the Saints, Jets have kind of a beat up secondary. So I'm going to go 31 for the Saints and 17 for the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Okay, so you like the Saints too. Yeah, good pick with the Saints. I mean, hasn't Breeze been amazing to watch?
Yeah, he's been on fire, and I have had him in my fantasy leagues for the last 3 years up until this year, and he picked this one to have his huge breakout season, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you care about lines, I'll just tell everybody what it is. Of course, the what they're favored by, the Saints are favored by 7. So, but it could easily slip away. I mean, it could slip away from the Jets. There's no doubt about it. That's gonna be a fun game to watch. So, if you want to nail the score, that's the two teams, the Jets and the Saints, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You know, last week we had, I think, the best game that went down, the Vikings in San Francisco, so close and very exciting the last minute there with Brett Favre. But there's a lot of anticipation over this game between the Vikings and the Packers, and of course the Vikes hosting this one, and then it'll be reciprocated, you know, weeks later when Brett Favre goes back to Lambeau, and Minnesota is favored by 4 in that game. That would have been a nice game too for Nail the Score, but I like the fact that we've got the two undefeated teams, and more importantly, I hope somebody really does win this. Let's go to Tom, who's listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Okay, did you miss me last week?
I did. I wondered where you were. It's so unusual. You have never not called. Were you okay?
Well, I laid down about a few minutes before showtime. My lights went out, and I didn't wake up till close to an hour after you went off. So, anyway, I hate to shoot down New York Jets here, but I got to go with New Orleans 26-20.
26-20. Okay, so you almost like the spread there. All right, Tom, I'm glad that you didn't fall asleep this time. Thanks for calling us, and good luck to you.
Yeah, have a great week.
You too. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'm already seeing the emails that are starting to come in. americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Mark in New York, hello.
How are you, kiddo? Jets 38-27.
Ooh, are you a Jet fan?
Yeah, actually. I go all the way back when Joe Namath came on the field with the white shoes for the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Time. I looked. I said, no, they're going to kill him, you know. But... yeah, I go all the way back. Do you remember they used to sell the fur coats, the Joe Namath coats?
Oh yeah, I'd have to see the old footage, but yeah, you know, I'll tell you, one of the best interviews I ever did is I interviewed Namath, but I got to interview him where we spent 10 minutes together, you know, and he was so good on the air, and it was just so fun to talk to him, relive some of his own experiences, and then talk about some current guys. He was very, very funny. In fact, well, I'll tell you, I'll play it one time on the air, but we were talking about quarterbacks, and all the speculation about who was coming out. And I said, hey, you know, how come a lot of these quarterbacks are not getting any credit to go pretty high in the draft? And he said, well, if you listen to those idiots that put together the draft predictions, Kate, I mean, they always underestimate the quarterbacks after all. And it was very, and he said it tongue-in-cheek. It was very funny. All right, well, good luck to you, Mark. Perhaps the Jets do spoil the parade for the Saints. We'll see.
They will.
800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in and you're saying, why isn't she talking about Iran? I don't understand. Why isn't she going off on the Supreme Court? What are they going to do about guns? We talked about that last night, certainly, or the sad testimony of Elizabeth Smart and some of the other things happening. Well, we've been talking about that for hours, and this is something that we do that's special called Nail the Score, only once a week and only during, you know, football season, hoping that we can give somebody one of our prize packs. And because it's not necessarily about football, it's just about participating, where you can certainly throw in your 2 cents about the team, but you don't have to know anything about football. You just have to select who you think is going to win, either the Jets or the Saints, and ultimately what you think the final outcome is going to be. Another game that wasn't chosen by the computer that I'm sure the Giants are going to be 4-0. How about those Chiefs? Oh, for some of you, like Tom called us from Kansas, Chiefs 0-3 on the year and not looking so good whatsoever. I'm not surprised by this. And the Giants are exactly where I thought they would be, especially with the way their schedule started out. And this has the makings for yet another blowout all over it. I mean, written all over it. Just like last week, the Giants in Tampa Bay, complete blowout. I think I said it earlier, 24-0. I mean, a bagel. Not even a kick. Nothing. Not a field goal. No points. That's crazy. I think the Chiefs will score some points, but really, I think Manning's going to be so dominant against the Chiefs. He has almost 800 yards, too. Let's go to Joe, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I believe the Saints will win 31-27.
All right, 31-27. It's funny, Matt thought 31 for the Saints, too, but he said 17. You gave him credit for more, thinking 27. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I agree it's going to be fun for sure. We'll see if you win.
I think it'll be a high-scoring game.
All right, so you say high-scoring game. We'll see if that happens. We'll know certainly on Sunday night whether somebody nailed the score. Good luck to you, Joe. 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score coming up around the bend.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties, made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call
1-800-409-5633. The Jets and the Saints here on Nail the Score. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great tail end of the week. We certainly are. Thanks for the calls, the support, and all the emails that you sent. So Jets and the Saints both 3-0 on the season, so no losses. Somebody comes out a loser this time around. Let's go to Clifford, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Cliff.
How are you this morning, Kate?
I'm good. How you doing?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be Saints 17-14.
17-14 Saints. Got you locked and loaded. Thanks, Cliff. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. On my cell phone.
Saints, that's okay. We got you.
Saints 28, Jets 17.
28-17,
Saints. Yeah. Hey, what do I win?
If you win, you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, you win gift certificates to some restaurants. Good stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll take the Sarah Palin book. I'll be all right.
Sarah Palin book. She's already on the bestseller list, and the book hasn't even come out yet. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. What can she
crazy.
Say?
Yep, 1.5 million. Copies in the print, and I think they're going to print even more than that. All right, thanks, Rick.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Good luck. 800-259-5791. 5791. We're, of course, nailing the score week four in the NFL. Your chance to win some of those prizes that I mentioned. No, the Sarah Palin book isn't there. We can't even probably get the Sarah Palin book since, like I said, I pretty much all of them are promised at Barnes and Noble at this point, right? But we can promise you some really cool things plus massive bragging rights if you were to nail the score. Not an easy thing to do. Seems like it would be. It's kind of like when you stand over a lottery card and you say, oh, this is just a bunch of numbers. I mean, I should be able to get a bunch of these right. Well, same theory here. You should be able to get a bunch of them right, right? So Mark Sanchez, the quarterback for the Jets, and Drew Brees, of course, for the Saints. We are 2 days and 13 hours away from the kickoff of that one. It is the late afternoon game. It's after 4 o'clock when that one kicks East Coast time. It's at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Chris is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Jets 27.
I knew it. Mm-hmm.
And 21.
Are you a Jets fan, though? You're a Giants fan, aren't you?
Jets, too.
Of course, it's a New York team. I got you.
Yeah,
so 27-21. That would be good for the Jets to pull that off. That would be good on the road. Are you kidding?
I hope so. I like those numbers anyway.
Yeah, those are good numbers. I agree with you. All right, good luck to you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay. 800-259-5791. Nailing the score at the Superdome, New Orleans. That's the site of the game. It's supposed to be like 79 degrees. Chance of some rain. They're saying a little chance of rain. Got a couple of emails here. One from Patton T. Patton says, I like the Jets, Kate. I like the fact that people aren't picking the Jets. I think 21-7. Oh, my gosh. I think Drew Brees would have wheels off game if that happened, but you never know. All right, here's one from Emily. Emily says, I am sending this for my brother. He says to tell you, Saints will win this 30-27. Okay. Here's one from the GIF. Kate, love the show. How long have you been doing Nail the Score? My guess, Saints all the way. I'm saying the Saints win this one 27-12. 27-12. I don't know. I think the Jets will put up a few more points than that. And we've been doing Nail the Score. I think I've been doing Nail the Score for 2 years. I think 2 years, 2 seasons. So this is our third football season, at least doing it on America Tonight. I've done similar things, different versions on sports shows, but on America Tonight, that's how long it's been. Too bad for the Dolphins, how they started. And don't you love it? You know, you talk about sponsorship being slapped on stadiums. Does everybody know what the Miami Stadium is called? Miami Gardens in Florida? It's not called that. It's called Land Shark Stadium. Does anyone know what Land Shark is? It's beer. Land Shark Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. Yeah. I like the old days. I just like the Superdome, Arrowhead, Candlestick. You know, I can't, half of the new names you can't remember. And of course they change. It's like somebody said, well, how come Jerry Jones doesn't have somebody slapped up on the field there, some kind of naming rights? And the answer is, look at how the economy is, and he has a $1 billion-plus stadium, so what do you think he would charge to have somebody's name splashed across his baby? You know, Dr. Pepper, Cowboys Stadium, not so sure. And that I can't, like I said, I can't imagine what they would charge for something like that. It's just like the Redskins. They play at FedEx Field, and that is some stadium, too. That redo, again, tearing down the old stadium. I was there for that last game, and now with the FedEx Field is, at least from the reporter's point of view, it's incredible, the press box that they have built there. I mean, the view and, again, just the availability of the space is amazing. Here's the one that I thought was really strange because, you know, of course, not being in Indianapolis, wasn't familiar with this company, but the Indianapolis home is called Lucas Oil Stadium. Oh, that is just sounds so bad. We're here from Lucas Oil Stadium. Today, the Colts take on the Seattle Seahawks. Like I said, I guess you kind of get used to it, but Soldier Field in Chicago, you think they would ever call Soldier Field something else? I'm saying no, unless they were really, really desperate. Don is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Kate. How you doing?
I love your enthusiasm. It's awesome.
So, speaking of priceless sporting arenas, we have the greatest sporting arena in all the country in Kentucky. We have the most hallowed basketball grounds in the world, Rupp Arena.
I was just going to say, Rupp is awesome. I mean, the roof just blows off of that place.
Oh, and you just wait, baby. North Carolina's coming to town in December, and ho, 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 ho. We got blood to spill.
I believe you.
There won't be any blue blood spilled that night. It's going to be Carolina Tar Heels.
I love it.
I was calling you to talk to you about Tim Tebow. Do you believe this man, is he simply not the greatest college quarterback in the history of college football, if not the greatest college football player of all time?
Oh, sounds like you are just so Mr. Florida. Are you a big-time Gator?
No, I don't care for the Gators that much because, you know, they're our SEC rival, and we're going to stomp the holy living. Well, we'll leave it at that because of basketball season. We're just glad that Billy Donovan's coming to town, and our John Superman Calipari is going to just make a mud hole out of him. So we're pretty happy about it, but I respect Tim Tebow. He is the classiest man in college
football. He is. I like Tim Tebow. I agree.
And his fierceness as a competitor is just second to none. And to see him, he's going to come out. He couldn't get asked. I didn't really care for the fact that the accident happened to him when he's playing at Commonwealth Stadium in Lexington, but, you know, that happens. He fell on one of his guy's knees and knocked him out. So, you know, he got a concussion for it. But he's going to be back in time. Definitely be back in time, looks like, for the LSU game. And I think Superman Tebow is going to really put a great show on the rest of the year.
I agree with you.
Do you think he's the greatest college football player of all time?
I don't know if I think he's the greatest college football player of all time, but I'd say he's exciting to watch, and I give him a lot of credit, yes. But if I'm going to lay it on the line and say greatest football player, no.
College
not greatest.
Football.
No, not greatest college football player.
Okay, well, here's something that's got a bit of a chip on my shoulder about Tim Tebow. Remember when Michael Vick played college football? Now, everybody, when he came out of college at Virginia Tech, he came out and they said he's going to be awesome in the NFL. He'll be able to run and dance, move and shake and bake and do everything. Nobody will be able to touch him. Tim Tebow does that and can throw the football, but he's going to be a terrible NFL quarterback. Is there some sort of hypocrisy going on here, or is it just flat-out discrimination against an SEC school?
I don't know, but sometimes it's tough to make that transition. And I think for him it could be tough. I don't think he makes it. You know, it's like the Heisman winners. If you go back and you look at the list of Heisman winners, now some have been successful, but really you look at some of them that have been busted. A lot of them have been quarterbacks.
Yeah, Heisman's like the Madden curse, Madden EA Sports curse.
Right.
You don't want that. I mean, it's really been bad for a lot of guys.
Remember Gino Toretta?
Yeah, he played with the Vikings for several years and bounced around, I think, the 49ers, a few other places.
Yes.
Finally disappeared.
Yeah, just disappeared. He's working at a car wash now. I have no idea.
He was a great Hurricane, but that was about as far as it got.
Exactly. It's a great example. Hey, are you going to nail the score?
Well, which score we're nailing?
Okay, it's the Saints and the Jets. Who do you think wins, the Saints or the Jets? What do you think the final score is?
Well, do you really think a guy from the South is going to root for a New York football Jets?
No, you're picking the Saints.
I'm going to pick the Saints. I don't even care for New Orleans, but I'm going to pick the Saints. Louisiana is cool in my mind. I'm thinking Drew Brees goes for 500 yards and 48 points.
500. What's the score going to be?
Well, I have to give it. Mark Sanchez is possibly going to end up second greatest USC quarterback ever compared to Carson Palmer, and he did the right thing for coming out of college, even though his coach hated it. I say 48 to 28, New Orleans Saints dominate the New York Jets.
48-28, I love that. You are so funny, Dono. You have a good evening. Drive safely. We'll talk to you again. Thanks. Nail the score. More of it coming up next.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Taking a break from Iran and the president's flight to Copenhagen to do the PR thing for the 2016 Olympics for his hometown, Chicago, because no matter where he bounced around, he considers Chicago to be the place. What do you think is going to happen in this game between the Jets and the Saints? The final score, the final outcome. A lot of people picking the Saints in this one. I don't think that's necessarily a big shocker, although a few Jets fans or people that think the Jets are going to win it have called in, like Mark in New York, who thinks the Jets will do it 38-27, or Chris in Connecticut, who thinks the Jets win this 27-21. It's really the Saints are favored by 7, but again, so what? Turnovers and who knows what can happen in the game. I like the Saints, so does Matt. Like I said, you may feel differently, but you have to squeeze it in now. So if you are hesitating, don't. Call me now or flip me an email. I've got a bunch of emails to read off, and I'll do that here in a second. but the number is 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Week four in the NFL. You know, it's interesting. The Lions, who are coming off their first win since December of 07, are going up against the Bears in Chicago. The Bears, of course, are 2-1. Charlie is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. I think I'm going to go along with you. I think last week was a wake-up for Drew Brees and the Saints. I'm going to go with the Saints 31-27. I don't think they'll cover the spread because I think the Jets has confidence in Sanchez, and I think they're going to hang in there.
All right, so 31-27 Saints. I like your analogy of that. I think they do have confidence, and they love Sanchez, and there is something about the momentum and how a young quarterback or even the quarterback who just has the respect of the team can kind of fuel everybody, even if they're a little bit down or banged up. Yeah.
I believe that game that they played against New England and taking out New England, even though Tom Brady wasn't up to par, it gave the Jets, the rest of the team, the confidence. So I think they're for real, and this could go either way, but I'm going to go with the Saints. Thank you, Kate.
All right. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Miles. Miles says, how come you didn't pick the Cowboys and the Broncos, Kate? I'm so disappointed. I was looking forward to nailing the score on that one. But, okay, I'm going to say it's the Saints, and I like the Saints to win it by a final score of 30-21. Wow. So more than covers the spread if that were to be the final score. Here's one from Chuck. Chuck says, I got to say, I'm a big-time 49ers fan, so disappointed by what happened with the 49ers last week. I'm sure Matt is still dancing around over that win because I think you've mentioned he's a Vikings fan. What a finish that was in that game. So the 49ers pick up that loss, but they're 2-1. But we're not talking about the 49ers and the Rams. That should be a layup, too, by the way, for them. The final score for the Saints and the Jets, you like the Saints, and the final score of 41-28. Wow, that's an odd score, 41-28. Jose is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky once again. Hey, Jose, what do you think?
Hey, I'm thinking that the Jets are going to kick some butt this time.
Okay.
I'm going with the Jets, 28. And New Orleans, 24.
24. All right, Jose. So Jose in Kentucky, breaking what Don said in the South, saying how in the South would you pick New York? But that would be pretty good. Thanks a lot, Jose. If the Jets win, the Jets fans would be excited. Dave is listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm thinking it's going to be Jets 21-7.
21-7, so you're thinking that their defense just steps up huge and snaps Drew Brees. All right, so the Jets, that's unique. You own that score, brother. Good luck to you, Dave.
All right, thanks.
You know, it's interesting. In Vermont, there are a lot of Giant fans. I used to get a lot of calls on my Fox sports show from fans from Vermont, you know, people in Vermont that were huge fans of course, the New York Giants, not so much the Jets. Doesn't matter who you pick. The idea here is you pick a team and say what you think the final score is going to be. We still have a little bit of time left for you to get in under the wire. The number to call if you're driving around, you can remember it easy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Yeah, the Jets coming off of that Patriots win certainly gave them a lot of momentum. And I said this was another game that would be good at Foxborough, the Patriots hosting the Ravens. And that's an early kick. It's a 1 o'clock kick Eastern time. And I still love this kid, Joe Flacco, who last year, of course, coming out as the rookie, I think, he gets nothing but confidence, and the guys in Baltimore love him. It's supposed to be a little bit rainy there, though, and temperatures in the mid-60s, so that can affect that game. Is this So it's somebody in Kentucky, Julie in Kentucky. Hey, Julie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you call. Another woman calling. That's great. What do you think, Julie?
Well, I'm going to pick this paint, 2117. Anybody got that score?
I was just thinking if anyone had that. 2117, no. 2117, we have 2121, but 2721, but no 2117. All right, 2117, and you like the Saints.
Yes.
All right, we got you down. We'll see if the Saints come marching in with a win for you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, 800-259-5791. 800-259. I keep saying the numbers because I know people are trying to get used to them. I'm used to them, but if you haven't heard the show, and I hate that when somebody says a number really fast and you're trying to hurriedly copy it down. 800-259-5791. Week 4 in the NFL, and the two teams that we're talking about, of course, the Jets and New Orleans, who you think will win there. Got Edna listening to us, of course, in Kansas. Edna, what do you think?
Oh, the Saints.
Saints. What do you think the score is going to be, Edna?
22-17.
22-17. All right, so just 1 point difference there. Edna, thanks always for calling us, and you have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Here's one from the Shiner. Shiner says, hey, Kate, how could any of these people pick the Jets? I am all over the Saints. I think they're going to just clobber the Jets. And I think the final score is going to be 38-21. 38-21. Yeah, that would be clobbering them. It's interesting. Matt said he thought the Saints were going to win 31-17. I liked the spread myself, kind of gave it an even score, although they wouldn't really cover that. But I said 27-21, 27-21. And, you know, hey, the Jets pumped up momentum. Who's to say, you know, it's like a trite cliche saying, but on any given Sunday, something, you know, anything can happen. It's not always the predictable thing that'll happen. Here's one from Adam A., and Adam A. says, I like the Jets, Kate. I wish more people were picking the Jets, so I'm going to go with the Jets. I don't have any reason for it other than to say I just think that I want to go for the underdog. And ultimately, the final score in this one is going to be 37-27. 37-27. So remember, if you didn't get in on the action this time around, we do the nail the score thing every week through the NFL season. We're only in week 4. We're hoping that somebody becomes the winner this time around. Maybe it's going to be somebody who called. Good luck to all.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.